From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. government has lodged a diplomatic protest with China after a Chinese fighter jet made several close passes near a U.S. Navy patrol plane flying over international waters this week off the coast of China. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the Pentagon says the Chinese jet came less than 30 feet from the Navy plane in maneuvers that were called very dangerous.
Rear Admiral John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, called the Chinese jet's actions on Tuesday unsafe and unprofessional and said they endangered the crew of the U.S. P-8 aircraft.
They made several passes, three different occasions, crossed under the aircraft, with one pass having only 50 to 100 feet separation. The Chinese jet also passed the nose of the P-8 at 90 degrees, with its belly toward the P-8 Poseidon.
Kirby said he believed the Chinese plane showed its belly to display its weapons load. It's the latest report of a provocation in the South China Sea. In December, a U.S. warship had to take evasive measures when a Chinese vessel unexpectedly crossed in front of the ship's bow. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A new report from the United Nations says more than 191,000 people have been killed in the first 3 years of Syria's civil war. Rupert Colville, a spokesman for the UN Human Rights Commissioner, says that's more than double the size of the UN's estimate this time last year, but it may still not be accurate.
As the report explains, unfortunately, this is probably an underestimate of the real total number of people killed during the first 3 years of this murderous conflict.
Colville says the attention given the bloodshed in Syria is dwindling. A coalition of immigrant rights groups is suing the federal government. NPR's John Burnett reports the suit accuses the government of using an unconstitutional process that ignores asylum claims of immigrants who fled violence in Central America.
The lawsuit claims 11 women and children being held at a federal detention center in remote Artesia, New Mexico, are being denied access to lawyers and are not allowed to make their cases as to why they fled El Salvador and Honduras and what awaits them if they return. Hundreds have been deported from the New Mexico facilities since June. Lee Gallant is deputy director of the ACLU's National Immigration Rights Project.
We have filed this suit because the government has set up a deportation mill at Artesia. It has stated from the beginning it does not want these women and children to have asylum and has said that even without examining the individual merits of these claims.
Under pressure from Congress, the Obama administration says it is speeding up deportations of recently arrived Central Americans. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Some of the president's critics are complaining about him sticking with his vacation and playing golf at Martha's Vineyard this month, even as the U.S. is staging airstrikes against Islamist militants. Deputy White House Press Secretary Eric Schultz.
First and foremost, the president is focused on doing his job. Just because the president is in a different location doesn't mean he's not doing his job.
This is NPR News from Washington. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the job market has improved more rapidly than the central bank had anticipated, but it's still not fully recovered from the recession, which ended 5 years ago. Speaking to a symposium in Wyoming today, Yellen said most members of the Fed's policymaking open market committee want to see evidence of further economic improvement before deciding to start raising interest rates. Funeral services were held today for former Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords, who died this week. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck reports Jeffords is perhaps best known for his dramatic political defection from the Republican Party.
Hundreds turned out to remember Jim Jeffords in his hometown of Rutland. The moderate Republican served nearly 30 years in Washington, but single-handedly tipped control of the 50-50 chamber to the Democrats when he declared himself an independent in 2001. Former Vermont Governor Jim Douglas says Jeffords should also be remembered for his passionate work to improve education and the environment, pointing out that the lawmaker was instrumental in Vermont's banning billboards.
I often wonder what Vermont would look like today without the efforts of Jim Jeffords.
Jeffords died Monday at a retirement home in Washington, D.C. He was 80. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.
A parole board in New York City has again decided not to release the killer of former Beatle John Lennon. It's the eighth time Mark David Chapman has been denied parole. Lennon was 40 when he was shot to death outside his apartment in Manhattan in 1980. Chapman pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and is serving a 20-years-to-life sentence. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.